It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Game of Thrones, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and the assassination of Gianni Versace were the big winners on Monday night's Emmy Awards in L.A. Game of Thrones was named Best Drama, and cast member Peter Dinklage scored the prize for Best Supporting Actor in a Drama. Mrs. Maisel was named Best Comedy, and Regina King earned the honor for Best Actress in a Limited Series for her movie 7 Seconds. Donald Glover appeared in the audience as Teddy Perkins, a character he portrayed in the second season of his hit show Atlanta. Glover plays Perkins in makeup and a wig, and he also appeared in just a single episode of the show as a strange man with a mask-like face. After Glenn Weiss won the Emmy for Outstanding Directing of a Variety Special for his work on the Oscars, he used his acceptance speech time to propose marriage right there on stage. He noted the bittersweet nature of his win because his mom died 2 weeks ago, but then added that his mom loved his girlfriend, who was in the audience.
Jan, you are the sunshine in my life. And Mom was right. Don't ever let go of your sunshine. You wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend? Because I want to call you my wife. Oh! Jan, I want to put this ring that my mom wore on your finger in front of all these people and in front of my mom and your parents watching from above. Will you marry me?
Nice!
It was very cool. Mac Miller's cause of death is still officially unknown. According to his death certificate, the cause of death is deferred, which means the LA County coroner is awaiting toxicology results. The point of a death certificate with a deferred cause of death is so the family can either bury or cremate the body. The coroner has already released the body to Mac's family. The toxicology results typically take 4 to 6 weeks. And actor Tom Arnold says he's not afraid of dying in his quest to bring down President Donald Trump with his new TV series, The Hunt for the Trump Tapes. Arnold's show, which follows his quest to find tapes of Trump using the N-word, premieres tonight. One of the things Arnold is after is the outtakes from The Apprentice. He believes the tapes will reveal Trump using the N-word. He claims this is what led to a fight with Apprentice producer Mark Burnett at an Emmy party in L.A. on Sunday. Arnold claims that Burnett went crazy and choked him, but that may not be totally accurate. An eyewitness says Mark and his wife, Roma Downey Jr., were walking up the stairs and stopped at the top to talk to somebody. According to the witness, within seconds, Tom came charging up the steps and it was on. The eyewitness says that it was clear Tom was there to confront Mark, and in a flash, Mark had his hands on Tom's throat and Tom was tearing at Mark's shirt and ripping off his crucifix. The eyewitness says that it was all over in just 15 seconds because the host of Survivor was there and he separated them. They also
Mark
said,
Probst?
Yeah. No, Jeff. Jeff
Probst. Jeff Probst. Sorry.
They also said that Brian Fogel was there filming the whole thing and it looked planned because the altercation was quick and without warning. The eyewitness said that Tom was at the party for several hours telling people about the confrontation. He was spotted leaving the police station yesterday and providing more detail from the scuffle. He says that Burnett choked him so violently that he needs a doctor and he truly believed that Mark wanted to kill him. I mean, look, I have met Mark Burnett. We've had extensive conversations. I was on one of his shows. So I've like gotten to know him at least
a
little bit.
Did he choke you too, Alex?
No, he is like the calmest person. And also his wife, the touched by an angel lady. I don't think they're choking people. They're like the
That's
sweetest.
That's what they want you to think.
They're the sweetest, calmest people. I feel like if something like that got physical, then he must have been provoked. And Adam Driver and Kanye West are going to help kick off the 44th season of Saturday Night Live. The Star Wars actor will host the season opener, while the rapper will be the musical guest. Season 44 of SNL will premiere on September 29th on NBC.
All right, thank you very much, Alex.